Okay. Shalom Aleichem to everybody here, everybody there, everywhere in our greater Chevra. And again, I want to give Hakaras HaTov to Menachem for taking on the tremendous task of doing these couple of weeks. Not every daf has been straightforward. There's been some even in the recent past that have been somewhat challenging. And and I thank you for the respite a little bit. Okay, we are Kuf Yud Beis and Mabeis. We have about a week left to Yevamos, and then Baruch Hashem, we start Ksubis, Nedarim, Nazir, Sota. Amazing year coming up. But here we go. Let's take it day by day, line by line. So Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis and Mabeis. We're in the last couple of prakim of Yevamos. Again, the last few prakim of Yevamos, every parak is really a different topic. We had a parak about Chalitza, we had a parak about Miyun, now we have a parak about Cheresh. And then we're going to get back to the last parak of Isha Shalom, which is the last two prakim at Isha Basra, get back into Eidus Isha, about a woman who finds out that her husband died through some type of Eidus. That's the end of the Masechta, which came up already at the beginning of Isha Rabbah. But now we're going to start with the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis to today's daf on Kuf Yud Gimel. Gemara, Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Rachama. Maishna cheresh v'chareshes takidu luhu rabbana nisuin. Umaishna deshote v'shota t'lo takidu rabbana nisuin. Why is it, says Rabbi Rachama, that we have cheresh and chareshes, a deaf mute, who is assumed to be a lav bardas, who cannot get married mida oraisa, and yet Chazal came up with a way for them to be married on a derabbanan level, on a rabbinic level. The Mishnah says on the third line of the Mishnah, Shevshu konis beremiza kachu motzi beremiza. He could get married beremiza with hitting. He can't talk. He can't say aram mukudeshesli. But we allow for a rabbinic type of marriage. So that is true by cheres and chareshes. But why by shote and shota? Right, by male and female insane people who aren't mentally stable, there is no nisuin derabanan. Right? That's what it said in the first few lines of the wide lines, that if the man is a shota, that's it, he can't be megarish. If the woman is a shota, we're going to get to that discussion in the Gemara. So what's the difference between cheresh and chereshes and shota and shota? Why by one is there, both of them can't get married to midaraisa. So why by one of them, by the cheresh and chereshes, the rabbanan made up a rabbanan marriage, and by shota and shota they did not? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, shota v'kata shenasu nashim v'mesu, a shota or a katan that got married and then they died, nishosehen peturos minachalitza minayibim. Their wives do not have to do anything because there wasn't a marriage. Wasn't a marriage by if a katan gets married or a shota gets married. So why by shota, the Gemara here is asking, the difference between cheresh and shota, why by cheresh, chereshes, is there a rabbinic institution of marriage, while by shota and shota there is not? Answers the Gemara, cheresh v'chereshes dekaima takanta derabanan, by cheresh and chereshes, where we think that there will be teeth, there will be stability somewhat to a institution of marriage, takina l'rabban and nisuin. A cheresh and chereshes, they're a deaf mute. They can still have a marriage. They're not going to make each other crazy. That institution of marriage can last. Rashi says, darkan liyo shalom b'nehem. There's no reason for us to think that this marriage is going to dissolve very quickly. So therefore, Chazal said, you know what? Let's make an institution of marriage because it's going to last. Shote v'shote delo kaima takana derabanan. But a shote and a shote who get married to each other, that marriage is not going to last. De ein adam dar im nachash b'kfifa achas. Literally, you can't live in the same basket with a snake. It means if it's an impossible situation, it's not going to last. So therefore, Chazal said, lo takir rabanan nisun. Chazal did not make any institution of marriage for a shote and a shote because that marriage will not last. Tosas points out that this is only pre-marriage. Chazal did not make up an institution of marriage for the shota and the shota, and they did for cheresh and chereshes. What if the shota and the shota, what if somebody, one of them got married? What if a pikeach marries a shota, a female shota? So Tosas says on the bottom of Kufi Gebez Mabez, miyuhechash anisei slok fartakita rabbanan she'inim eskareshes. We're going to have later on today that if they already got married, we don't make them get divorced. Because there's also a counter pressure of this woman who is a shota who is not married, she doesn't have a husband to watch over her and protect her, so we're worried that there's going to be minak hefker, we're worried that there's going to be promiscuity that she might be subject to. And therefore, that's only post-marriage. If they got married, Balchachila, she's not supposed to get married, because there's pressure in both ways, for her not to get married, because the marriage is not going to last, for her to get married, because of Iniyodas Lishmar Atzma. But Lechachila, the Gemara here says, that Chazal did not make up a marriage for her, because the marriage is not going to last. That's the difference between Cheresh and Chereshes, versus Shota and Ashota. So now the Gemara says, Umayishta Katan, Tzolotakir about an Isur. What about a Katan? We've mentioned many times in this Masechta already that there's an institution of marriage for a Ketana, which we'll get to in a minute. But we know this Gemara, these few lines, are about all the Lav Bar Das Gemuras, people who don't have full Bar Das. Did the Rabbanan institute a marriage? So the Gemara says, Cheresh HaChereshes, yes, Shota HaShota not. So what about Katan? Why doesn't Katan have a Nisuin, right? That marriage would last. There's no reason to think that just because somebody's a minor, somebody's young, the marriage is not going to last. Why didn't they make an institution by Katan? V'cheresh tekinah l'rabbanan nisuin. Well, by cheresh, they're both lav bar das. So why by Katan is there an institution of marriage and by nisuin not? So the Gemara answers, and then I'll take the question. Cheresh t'lo asi l'chal nisuin tekinah l'rabbanan nisuin. A cheresh is never going to get to a lav bar das. One day he might get better, but right now we cannot forecast that he's going to get better. It's not a natural progression of events that a cheresh is going to become nispakeach. So that's why Chazal said, we don't know, so you know, we better give him the marriage now. Katan, d'asil chal nisuin, but a katan is going to become a gadol. There's a natural progression of events here that he's going to become a bardas, so lo takidir abad nisuin. So Chazal did not institute a marriage by a katan. Yeah?
According to Tosfos, how does it work?
Right. So,
what halachic mechanism is there?
So, if a bikeach marries a shota, just like a cheresh and a chereshes, it's beramiza. It's on the rabbanan level.
Well, we said there is no marriage rabbanan.
There is no rabbanan marriage. They didn't tell you to do it. Once it's done, then we recognize it on a rabbanan level. You shouldn't do it on the rabbanan level. We recognize it on a rabbanan level. How widespread is this statement? The Gemara here clearly says, seems to clearly say, there's no marriage for a katan, even on a rabbanan level. But we did have a Tosfos earlier, way back, on Daf Samach Beis. Tosfos on Samach Beis and Beis. Tosfos says, I'm not sure if this is in that volume. Tosfos on Samach Beis and Beis. No, Tosfos other places also. The Gemara there says, if you remember, Tanur Rabbanan, on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis, the Gemara there has a whole list of people who fulfill the pasuk of V'yadata Kishalom Ahalecha. Peace in your house, meaning good things to do. The Gemara says, oh, if it's ishto kugufo, you have to love your wife like yourself. V'machabda yosem igufo, you have to give her more kavod than we give ourselves. V'hamadrach banavu, but also derech, you teach your children in the derech yishor in the proper way. V'hamasi'an samuch lepirkan. And if you marry your children close to the age, samuch lepirkan. So what does that mean? What does samuch lepirkan mean? So Tosfos assumes that this means when they're still ketanim. Males, boys. So what do you do with this Gemara? This Gemara says to say you should marry your kids off, your boys off when they're tanim, and our Gemara says there's no such thing. So it says, Pirish Rashbam, sorry, it was wrong. Abon of Nami Ka'i. Samach Lepirkan is talking about your children. V'af al-gav t'katan lo takina le'rabban nisuin k'tabina l'kamon. Even though there's no such thing as marriage by a katan. Mikal makom lahaki takina le'nisuin d'lo havi bi'ilaso bi'ilas znus. Tosfos says that there really is no real institution of marriage, but it's a good idea to create some type of context. Takinu rabbanan nisuin. Talami bilas bilas nus. Tosfos is a problem because there are two gemaras that contradict each other in Tosfos' understanding. Our gemara says there's no institution of marriage by a katan on the rabbanan level, and that gemara, which Tosfos understands samach lepirkan as meaning a katan, that there is. Tosfos says, you're right, there really isn't a real institution of marriage, but there is a context that should be created so that a katan is not having in the context of a bi'ilaznus. That is Shita Tosfos here, that is Shita Tosfos in other places, that there is something that a katan could do that we could create for a katan. The tour in Siman Aleph in Evan Ezer, which is all about Purvu and marriage, the tour does not quote, doesn't seem to quote this possibility. The tour just says, Maktim, we quote the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Yudches L'Chuppah, And if you should get married at 18, aval hamakdim lisa kshu ben yud gimel mitzvah min amuvchar. But if you get married early, like when you're 13, so that's a mitzvah min amuvchar. Again, we have to remember different societies that even a couple hundred years ago, the shach got married in his early years. I think it was 13, 14 years old. But so the tour says, if you get married when you're 13 already, that's mitzvah min amuvchar. Detana rabbanan, as the Gemara says, we just read it, hamasi banach samach lepirkan, alavakos of omer, etc. Yadat kishalom alecha. Avakodim yud gimel says the tour, lo yasiyam dehavi kiznus. But before 13, you shouldn't. Before 13, you can't marry them off. Says the Beis Yosef, the tour and the Rambam argue with Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you do with samach lepirkan? That's Gemara is about talking about marrying your sons off when they're ketanim, and therefore, what do you do with the two Gemaras? It's a stira. It must be that it's not really a marriage, but you could create something when they're ketanim. Basically, it says Pashit. Tour in the Rambam saying, you know what Samach Lepirkan means? When they're 13! You have to say Samach Lepirkan means when they're ketanim. The Rambam and the Torah must understand that Gemara. Then no, they're not ketanim anymore. Samach Lepirkan means when they just became gedolim. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says that the Torah and the Rambam take our Gemara Kipshuto. No such thing as Nisuin Durabanan for a katan at all. Tosfos says there is something there, so that you don't have a bilas nus context. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah says, no, he thinks maybe this everybody agrees, it's not a machlokas, but that is a machlokas rishonim, seems to be a machlokas rishonim, whether it, is there a stira in the two Gemaras, Samach Beis, Kufyat Beis, and number two, is there any such thing as a marriage, durabanan, for a katan? The Tosa seems to say there is something, while the Rambam and the Tur, Pashtus, seem to say no, because they don't mention anything for a katan. Yeah.
Right.
That's the Tur and the Rambam seem to say it doesn't say katan. Tosa was there, Rashi and another Gemara seems to understand it as katan.
Or maybe some period is close to 18.
Right. I mean, close to 18 might be. Big question in the postgame, where do you get 18 from? Why is 18 the time to get married? Rabbi Chabesh, what's the marker for that? I saw the Tartmim and his Pirushan Pirkei Avos tries to give a creative answer. What is 18? Why is that the year? Well, you learn until you're 18 and then you get married? It's a big discussion. Just to read one line on the Medrash Shmuel, the beginning of that whole mission in Pirkei Avos. We're talking about ages here. How, what age to get married, and the whole Mishnah we know at the end of the fifth parak in Pirkei Avos, what age to do everything. So just one line, which is a big Musar Haskel. Re'ei HaShalim is the Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos. Re'ei HaShalim Azel LaHazir LaAdam Al Inyan Ibud HaZman. You know what this Mishnah is telling you about? Chamish LaMikra Esel LaMishnah, right? You have to do everything at a certain age. You have to be careful with time. Ki Ein Aveda Ka'avedas HaZman. There's no lost object. This is Parsha, Shavas Aveda. This is Parsha, Vashivosilo. There's no greater lost object, lost item, than time. She'ein la tamura klal. No substitute. You steal somebody's time, you waste somebody's time, you know, ein aveda kaveda sazman. That's our motto today. Ein aveda kaveda sazman. That's what the Medrash Shmuel says, and that's what Mishnah is all about. Again, that's what these we've shown him touch on the discussion of that Mishnah. Okay, back to the Gemara, second to last line. So the Gemara says, there is no institution of marriage by Katan, but yes by Cheresh. Why not? Because a Cheresh, there's no hope for him in the future. There's no foreseeable hope. So give him a marriage. By a Katan, he's going to become a Gadol. Ah, yes, the Gemara, the obvious question. V'hare Ketana, the Asil L'chal Nisuin, V'tekir Rabbani Nisuin. We know that a Ketana does have a rabbinic institution of marriage. A Katan doesn't. But a Ketana is going to become a Gadola. So why do we say that a Katan has nothing? Because he might as well wait. So why don't you say by a Ketana, he might as well wait? We know a Ketana can get married two ways. One on a Doraisa level, one on a Darabana level. Mida Araisa, she has a father. The father can accept Kedushin for her. Kedushin Ketana. But here the Gemara is saying, no, even after the father dies. We mentioned a number of times in the Masechta that the father and the brothers can marry her off. So why did they make that up and not for a Ketana? Hasam shalo yinagubam and enkhefker. No, because we're more worried about her. We're worried about protecting her, and therefore, we would rather have her, as soon as possible, have a husband to protect her. Lo yinagubam and enkhefker. Period.
So there's a Doraisa model to pattern
after. There is a Doraisa model to pattern after, correct. By a Ketana, but there's no such thing as Kedusha Katan. So maybe that's what Gemara doesn't say that, but maybe that was behind the Rabbanan's thinking, that there's a Ke'en Doraisa taken by a Ketana, and not by a katan, and that's what also allowed them to do it. So fine, we have a rabbinic institution of marriage by katana, we have a rabbinic institution of marriage by a chareshes, as we just said two lines ago. Why by a katana do we have miyun possibility. She could just walk out, okay, with a, in front of Bezdin, not in front of Bezdin, but she could walk out by a chareshes. It's also a rabbinic institution of marriage. She can't walk out. It's a real drabbanan marriage, and she require a get. Why do we say miyun is possible by one and not by the other? The Gemara answers, DMK, no. DMK, because if you would say that miyun is possible by a chareshes, mimni evil onasvila, people would get married to her. People would get married to her. Why? So Rashi says, at least by a katana, you have a finite amount of time. You know, okay, I got to keep her happy for these 4 years, and then after that I'm home free, it's going to turn into a daraisa marriage, fine. So therefore, that's not the fact that miyun is possible by a katana is not going to prevent any man from marrying her, because the man knows there's a finite amount of time, I got to keep her happy, and she's not going to walk out on me. Mashiach by chareshes, it's going to be forever. Me forever, so therefore I'm not, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get myself into this. She might walk out any day, she might just turn around. So therefore, we don't let miyun be a possibility by chareshes. That's what Rashi says, it's a time issue. The Ritva just says, no, Ritva thinks that chareshes is piguma tfei. She's less desirable than a katana. Katana's young, okay, fine, but a chareshes is more pagum, and therefore we have to do more to try to help her get married. Time versus something inherently problematic with her. Okay, so that's why we have all these different people, a chareshes, a shota, a katan, a katana, why some of them have rabbinic marriages and some of them do not. So now we ask two more differences. Number one, umayshna katana da'achla b'truma, umayshna chareshes da'achla b'truma. Why is it that when a katana gets married on a derabanan level, we allow her to eat truma derabanan? Truma bizman hazeh, we mentioned this before also, but by a chareshes, we do not allow her to eat truma derabanan. Where do we know that from? We'll see in a second. But that's the difference. Why by a katana, again, both are lav bardas, both are married on a derabanan level, so why does one get to eat truma and one not get to eat truma? Tetzan, where do we see that a chareshes cannot eat truma derabanan? Hey, because the Mishnah says in Idios, hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gut Gedo, ala chareshes shehisiya avia. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gut Gedo said about a chareshes. This is talking about a ketana chareshes. Rashi points out by a minor chareshes shehisiya avia that her father married her off, which means it's a deoraisa marriage. If her father marries her off, she yotze beget. She could. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gut Gedo said that even though she is a chareshes, she could accept her get, even though it was a deoraisa marriage. And now, the father is not getting a get, a yotza beget. Why? Because we'll see later that for gittin, rather, Isha does not need ratzon when it comes to get. We'll talk about that more later. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gut says that a chareshes that got married on a doraisa level can get divorced. V'yal ha'ktana, this is more of the Mishnah, v'yal ktana bas Yisrael, shenisis la'kohen, she'ochelas b'truma, end of the Mishnah. And a ktana bas Yisrael that is married to a kohen, she can eat truma, d'rabanan. So says the Gemara, Vila Chareshes lo achla. But it does not say in the Mishnah, it says one halacha about a Chareshes and one halacha about a Ketana. So it must be, says the Gemara, that a Chareshes does not have the halacha that applies to a Ketana, or else it would have just said the whole thing about Chareshes. Why did it switch? It said Chareshes could do this, a Ketana could do this. If Chareshes could do Din B, so it should have just left it about Chareshes. The fact that it switches to say Chareshes could do A, Ketana could do B, B meaning eating Truma, it must be that Chareshes cannot eat Truma. Question marks. Now we're back to the question. So why by a ketana marriage she can eat truma, while a chareshes cannot? Tosfos on top is not so clear about the exact diuk. Maybe it says ketana tell you even bigger chiddush. You know, even though she's going to eat truma in a couple years, maybe the chiddush is that she could even eat now. So Tosfos says maybe he should have said them both. Tosfos discusses the exact diuk of the Gemara. Either way, the question is the same. Why does a ketana get truma and not chareshes? Says the Gemara, no, gezeresh miyachel chareshes b'chareshes. We're worried that in a cheresh chareshes marriage, the cheresh would feed the chareshes truma d'oraisa. That's what we're going to see lamaskana, what this line means. We're worried, lamaisa, you can't give her truma d'rabanan because she might come to eat truma d'oraisa, which is an iser chi of misa b'dei shamayim. V'leichos, says the Gemara, so what's the big deal? A cheresh and a chareshes are lav b'nei das. So why would we be so worried about their doing this avera? Don't we have the principle, which is the subject of tomorrow's daf, katan ochal nevelosu? There's a principle that when a child is doing an avera, and we might not stop, we might not cause a child to do an avera, but if a child's doing an avera, we have to stop them from doing averas. It's big, huge discussions of this. Well, tomorrow's daf comes up. Let's say your 2-year old is playing with a muksa toy. You have to stop them. What if they're going to scream the rest of Shabbos if you take it away from them? You have to stop them. What are they doing wrong? What if a little older child wants something that's wants to eat milchus and fleishiks, and again, many different, very halachas, and every halacha is different. But that's kuf yudalet in yuvamis. That's the sugya of katan ochon avelos. So says the Gemara, so it's not so clear that we would stop them. So why by cheresh and charesh, we're going to make a gzeira here not to give her chuma because she might have to eat chuma daraisa. So what if she's eating chuma daraisa? So it's katan ochon avelos. It's a katan that's eating shreif, literally. That's the example brought up. So maybe we shouldn't be worried about that. So the Gemara says, you're right, gzeira, we're not worried about cheresh and chereshes, which are both lav b'nei das, but we're worried about gzeira shemayach and cheresh b'pikachas. We're worried about a case where a cheresh is married to a pikachas, a fine, perfect, adult female. In that case, she might come to eat shruma darai, shruma. So if a cheresh b'pikachas na'am ilecha shruma darabanan, so why don't you at least let her, it's a rabbinic marriage. As we said, cheresh and chereshes have a darabanan marriage. The Gemara says, as we mentioned before, gzeira d'ma'asi lo'ochla b'shruma da'orai. So that's the real chash here. We're not going to give a chereshes shruma darabanan even, because we're worried that she might come to eat shruma da'oraisa. What about katana? So that's why a chereshes did not eat shruma. So we don't have any such gzeira by a katana. Let's say a gadol is married to a katana. Why aren't we worried that maybe she shouldn't be able to eat truma? Because what if it's the other way? What if a katan is married to a gdola where there really isn't a marriage? You know, they might come to eat truma. So Rashi says, everybody knows there's no such thing as a katan getting married. Rashi says, everybody knows that. Tosfos says, explains Rashi, it's a mitzvah lo shchicha. What, a katan getting married? Even according to Tosfos, who said there's some type of context created, there's no bilas nus, it's a mitzvah lo shchicha. The Rabbanan Warren goes there in that case. Remember, we mentioned at the beginning of Beitza two understandings of Milsa de l'Shicha l'Gazabi Rabbanan. Rav Schachter mentioned this. Pashtus, what does it mean? That Chazal didn't make Zeres for unusual cases. Such a far-fetched case. We're going to make a Katan getting married? It's so Chazal make Zeres for the Klal. Why thread Zeres? But they don't make Zeres for this case and that case, so little cases. Or, as Schachter mentioned, maybe the point is, l'Gazabi Rabbanan, they can't. They don't have the authority to make individual laws. Because Chazal have the power to make laws for all of Klal Yisrael. They could always have a Rashaz, but in general, Gzeres and Takanas have to be across the board. So the two understandings of Milsa de lo Shchicha. Either way, so our Gemara says, that's why a Ketana can eat Truma, Durabanan, while a Chareshes cannot. Next difference. Is there a ksuba responsibility, commitment by the husband in these drabana marriages? So by katana, yes. By chareshes, no. Again, what's the difference? Answer the Gemara. DMK, mimni v'lo nasvilo. No, because the problem is, again, chareshes, if you make the husband responsible to pay a ksuba if something happens, so then nobody's going to want to marry this chareshes. Nobody's going to marry her. By a katana, again, we don't have that chash, as we mentioned before, from the ritva. Peguma tfei. But by chareshes, if we make the husband have to pay the ksuba, commit to the ksuba, nobody's going to want to marry them. The katana minola disla ksuba. By the way, how do you know, says the Gemara, that a katana gets a ksuba? So says the Gemara, it's a mishnah in ksubis. Ditznan. Hamima enes. If a woman walks out of a marriage, a katana. The hashaniya, or a woman is married be'isser. Shnios. We had earlier in the Masechta. Va'ilanis. Or a woman that got married and then later on is found out that she was an islandist, that she cannot have any children. Ein lehen ksuba. These three women do not get ksuba. Islandist, because it's a mekachtos. He didn't know that she was an islandist. Shnia, it's a knas, the Gemara says. Because you're living v'isser. She's not going to get a knas. Mima enes, she walked out of the marriage, so she's not going to get the ksuba. But what do you mean, medayik? Only by a katana who walked out of the marriage herself does she not get a ksuba. But what if the husband divorces her? Aval, yotze beget. But she would get, I'm sorry, that's the end of the Mishnah, but these women do require a get. V'ketana yesh laksuba, and we're medayik that a ketana, if she did not instigate, she didn't walk out as mema'enes, but she was divorced by the husband, she would get a ksuba. So that's how you know that the ketana gets a ksuba. V'chareshes minolun delas laksuba. How do you know, where's the source that a chareshes does not get a ksuba in her drabanan marriage? The tanya tabraisa. Cheresh v'shota shanasa pikchos, a cheresh or a shota. A deaf mute or an insane person that marries healthy women, pikchos. Even though later on in marriage, the male becomes healthy. The cheresh starts to be able to speak. The shota gets his sanity back. So even though that happens later in marriage, ein lahem aleim klum. The females do not have any claims to the ksuba. Elam aleim klum. Ratzu l'kaiman, but if then, after they get healthy, they now decide to stay married and they live with their wives, so then that turns into a real marriage. L'ishlem ksubas. And then they get a ksuba from that moment on. Seifa, upikeach shenasa chareshes. What about the other way, oshota? What if a healthy male marries a chareshes or a shota? Afilu kasav la'mea mana ksubasa kayemes. Whatever he commits himself for, that's his prerogative, right? It's the ksuba is kayemes. If a healthy man marries a chareshes and says, I commit to $2 million of a ksuba, fine, he wants to do it. If he wants to literally damage his possessions, damage his nechasim, fine, he could do that. End of brisa. So what do we medayik? Taima deratza. The only reason that we say that the male who marries a chareshes has to be the ksuba is because he wanted to commit. The second half of the brisa says because he wants to be nizok min chasav halo ratza. But if he wouldn't have wanted to ein la, we wouldn't institute. There is no automatic suba for the marriage of a chareshes. Why? As we said before, dmk mimni v'lo nasvila, because nobody would want to marry her. Let's finish, and then there's two things to talk about. Ihachi. So if in the Seifa we just said, again, that if a healthy male marries a chareshes, there is no ksuba, because we're worried that the male's not going to want to marry her then if she has to be the ksuba. Ihachi, pikachas, lachareish, liskan, laksuba. What about this resha, the first half of the brisa? What if a chareish marries a pikachas? Right, a healthy woman. We should say, there is a ksuba there. Why? Because why is a normal healthy woman going to want to marry this chareish? She's not going to get a ksuba? Forget it. We should institute ksuba so she'll want to marry the cheresh. Dim came in on misvi. She's not going to get married. So my answer is no. Yosef means she ish rosa lisa, isha rosa linasei. The women want to get married literally more than the men. The Gemara says this a number of times, and therefore there's less worry that we see it even bizman hazeh. You know, there's a psychology of between men and women. A man is more choosy, let's say, than a woman in this case, and therefore we're not worried that the male chareshes is not going to get married. We're just worried that the chareshes is not going to get married.
Isn't there an issue that you're not supposed to live without a ksuba?
Oh, ask the Rashba here, Menachem's Kasha. There's an isser to live with your wife without a ksuba, even for a moment, right? We know, let's say, you don't always have to carry a ksuba around with you. A ksuba is not, say this to every chassan, a ksuba is not a marriage license. Chas v'shalom. You're fully married without a ksuba. Ksuba says something about the marriage. The ksuba, it lists all the commitments that the husband has now and in future events, how much he loves her, and therefore, I commit that even if death or divorce happens, chas v'shalom, or if something else happens now, mizonos, I commit to you. But they're fully married without the ksuba. The ksuba takes effect by the chasen stish. He does the kinyan, boom! The ksuba takes effect right then. They don't. But what happens if they didn't do the ksuba? They're fully married. There's an issur d'rabbanan to live with your wife without the ksuba. And that's why, let's say, you know, one day they wake up, a husband and wife wake up one morning, and they realize that the ksuba's lost. They move the construction and this and that, the ksuba's lost. That day, you got to go to a rav and get a ksuba d'irchasa. You got to get a ksuba that was substitute for the one that was lost. You got to go to a rav that day. You're not allowed to live with your wife without a ksuba. Even for a moment, you could have it in the safety deposit box. You don't have to know it. You don't have to have your ksuba with you. You go on vacation. You can leave it at home. Like I had one case a few years ago. I remember a woman called me up. We lost our ksuba. I said, how did you lose your ksuba? Well, we went to Venice. So you took your ksuba. Why did you take your ksuba with you? To leave it at home. I'm taking ksuba with you. But they lost it. So that day, you got to get a ksuba d'irchasa. So that's what the Rashba says. You're not allowed to live with your wife even for a second. So the Rashba says, right here, it must be that this is different. Hani mili b'ben das. By b'nei das, they need a ksuba every second. To keep it the shah bali das, kosin lin shoseim, because everybody else writes ksubas and they don't, so that if she doesn't have a ksuba, she feels that, you know what, it's going to be very easy for my husband to divorce me, kalabain of lahotzia, and that she's not going to feel comfortable and secure in the marriage, she's not going to be focused, it might turn into a bilas nus, kind of, says the Rashba. Therefore, that halacha only applies by b'nei das. If it's a lav bar das, so therefore, there is no iser. The whole thing is a rabbanan marriage. So therefore, Chazal said that here, you can live with your wife without a ksuba. That's the Rashba here. There's another important point also. What is this? What does the second half of the brisa say? A pikeach, a healthy man, marrying a shota, or a chareshes, he could commit to pay the ksuba. He could commit. That was the second half. He could commit $1 million if he wants to. We know there's a principle. Could a cotton acquire something in halacha? We mentioned this in the past. Could a cotton buy something? So midaraisa really, lechora, la bardas. He can't be kone something. Bali Tosfos in a number of places say there is one way that a kohen can acquire something. What's that way? Das acheres makne. If somebody else is makne to the katan, he could acquire. You want to give your lulav to your child in order to use for the mitzvah, you can give it to him. The problem is you can't get it back. Right? Das acheres, you better use it first on the first day because you need lochem. Das acheres makne. Tosfos is the beginning of Perek Mensorah Mora in Sanhedrin. Das acheres makne. That's Tosfos in a number of places. Many Rishonim hold that. Not all, but many Rishonim hold it. If somebody else is pushing the item into the katan's Rishus, so then it works even on a daraisa level. Das acheres makne. What about a shota? Does a shota is also a labar das. Does he have das acheres makne? Says the Magen Mishnah, yes, from our Gemara. From our Gemara, yes. Shota has das acheres makne. Right, because it says here, a pikeach commits to pay the ksuba. So he's, what I mean, the shota is a labar das. How can he be kona the money of a ksuba? Das acheres makne. That's what the Magen Mishnah says in Hilchas Chi and Perak Dalet. Says the, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Magen Mishnah thinks this is what the Rambam says, and the Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef says, you don't even need a raya for this, says the Beis Yosef about the Magen Mishnah. Bring a raya from our Gemara, you don't even need a raya. Says the Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel Sivav. Sorry, but I argue. But Mechilas Kvotam. Number one, Misvara, there's a big difference between a katan and a shota. A shota is la bardas klal. A katan? Okay, he's a little young. But he's a bardas, you're going to become a bardas. Misvara, how could you compare the two? He says, V'davka katan, da'asi memelel klal shlichus. He says, by a shota, I don't think there's any das acheres makre. Aye, what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is different. Our Gemara, at the time of a marriage, and there's going to be his service from the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband. So you can look at, says the Ksos, the responsibilities of the husband to the wife and vice versa as more schar pu'ula. That's the Ksos' term. As payment for work. So even a shota and a katan could get paid for their work. They earn something. They could earn something and have to get paid for it. They can't make a separate kinyan. See, he says, the Ksos, that's what our Gemara is saying. But I argue, says the Ksos, he quotes other Rishonim as well, I argue on this understanding of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, I think a shote does not have deras acheres makne, even though a katan has das acheres makne. Okay, it's an important yesod, learned out from this little brisa here. Okay, second to last skinny line. Hahu cheresh dahavi b'shiv b'busi d'ramalkio. There was a cheresh, a male cheresh, that was in the neighborhood of Ramalkio. Rav Malkiel arranged for this cheresh to marry a woman, and he wrote, Rav Malkiel wrote on behalf of this cheresh, he wrote a huge ksuba, 400 zuz. Amar Rava, manchakim Rav Malkiel, wow, what a wise man Rav Malkiel is. Tagava Rabahu, he's a great man. Kesavar, why? What's the svar? Why was he so great? Ilu ratza shivcha l'sham, shchamilo zavninale. Let's say this cheresh needed a servant, needed a shivcha. Wouldn't we buy it for him on his behalf? He needs it, so we buy for him on his behalf. So Koshek and Hachad Yikatarti, so surely a wife. A wife is not only there to help be Mishamish, but she's married to you, you have a personal relationship with her. So therefore, it's a great thing, it's a great act that he did. The Ksos that I just mentioned uses this line, that we're talking about some type of Hishtamshus here. It's a Schar Pa'ula. It's not Stam a Hishchaivus of money. So therefore, that's why the Ksos had argued on the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Period. Next piece of Gemara. Connected, but next piece. Amar Chia Bar Ashi Amar Shmuel. Eishes Cheresh in Chayavan Ala Hashem Tali. In Eishes Cheresh, a woman's married to a Cheresh, and she is Mizana. She's Mizana. Does that man, let's say, Bishogeg, he thinks it was his wife, and it happened to be the Isha of a Cheresh. Is she an Eishes Ish? If she's a Vada Eishes Ish, they bring Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas, if you're Bishogeg. If it's a Suffolk Eishes Ish, a real Suffolk Eishes Ish, Asham Talui. The rule is whenever you bring a carbon chatas for an Aveira Bavada, you bring an Asham Talui for an Aveira Bishogeg. There are five Ashamos, right? Asham Talui is the one that's literally hanging. So you bring an Asham Talui when you don't know if you did an Aveira or not. You ate something, you're not sure if you ate the kosher meat or the treif meat, you don't know, so you bring an Asham Talui. Let's say tomorrow you find out you ate the treif meat, you gotta bring a chatas. So what? You bring an Asham Talui. You gotta bring a chatas. But that's the, so what happens if a man lives with a wife of a cheresh? So says Shmuel, no Asham Talui. Why? Because it's not a real suffix. It's not a real suffix. Lema Masayale, right? Meaning, it's really not a marriage. It's really not a marriage. He's not really married. Okay, Chazal instituted something, but it's really not a marriage. There's no Asham Talui. So Lema Masayale, let's say that we have a proof to Shmuel from the first Mishnah in Trumas. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha lo Yitromu. There are five people who cannot, should not take off Truma. V'yim Tarmu Ein Truma, so Truma. And if they did, it doesn't work. Even if they took off truma, it's not called truma. The Elohein, cheresh, number one, a cheresh, a shota, the katan and a minor. So there's the raya already from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah seems to say a cheresh is a lav adas klal, right? His truma is not truma even b'dieved. That's going to be the raya to Shmuel, because Shmuel says they're not really married at all. But let's continue the five. Vatar mesh ena shalo. Also, let's say you go to your friend's field, and you know he'd really appreciate your taking off the truma for him, shalav to get to the kohen. You take off truma for him. You know what? He didn't make you a shliach, though. The halacha is, it's not shuma. Aye. It's a big discussion. We don't have time right now. What about Zachal Adam Shlomo Fanav? You're doing it for him. What's the problem? So this was made famous by the Ksos, another Ksos, also in Reish Mem Gimel. The Ksos called this Zachin Me Adam, and not Zachin La Adam. I'm doing something that he's happy about, but I'm taking something from him. Zachin Me Adam. You don't say Zachin Me Adam Shlomo Fanav. You're taking off shuma for him? No. What's Zachal Adam? You give him something. You don't say Zachin Me Adam. Even if something is good for him, you can't take something from somebody. That's the, again, at the end, probably won't have time, but at the end, it's you can look it up in later on in Reish Mem Gimel, that's the closest discussion, it's in Sif Katan Ches. But that's Toy Mishen Shalom, that's why it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. And the fifth one, Ba'ovid Kochavim, just Tarm Shal Yisrael, Afilu B'Shus Yisrael. If a Jew even asks a non-Jew to take off Shuma for him, it does not work, based on a pasuk in the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, that you have to be included in the Parsha in order to take off Shuma, and non-Jews are not in the Parsha of Shuma. Ancient Mazot Shuma ends line. So says the Gemara, isn't this Mishnah right to Shmuel? Shmuel says if you live with an Eishes Cheresh, you are not Chayev and Asham Tali, meaning it's not really a Safek, they're not really married at all. So isn't that a Raya from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says that if a Cheresh takes a Shum, it's nothing. So answers the Gemara, Hu D'Amar Kri Rabbi Eliezer. The Ritva here says this is a very unusual usage. When do you usually have Hu D'Amar? Usually these words come after a Kasha. You ask a Kasha on an Amora, how can he say this? Doesn't the Mishnah say this? So he said, no, he has another Tana like him. Who Da'amar like this Tana? Here, says the Ritva, we just brought a proof. And what's Hu Da'amar? This is going to say, it's no Raya, because maybe Shmuel holds like a different Tana. So the Mishnah is not a Raya to him. It's a very unusual way to use Hu Da'amar. The Ritva says, okay, it's unusual. Hu Da'amar Kri Eliezer, Elazar. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya or Rabbi Yisrael Gomer Shmuel Rabbi Elazar. Shumas Cheresh Lo Teitzei L'chol B'nei Shu Safek. Maybe Shmuel holds that the truma of a cheresh is significant. It is a suffix. So maybe the Mishnah is not a proof to him. So Gemara says then, Isvir Rebbe Lazar, Ashtal Inam Elachayev. What do you mean? If he holds like Rebbe Lazar that the truma of a cheresh is a suffix, so why don't you say he's Chayev and Hashem Tali also if you live with an Eishes cheresh? Gemara answers, Be'in Chaticha Mishnei Chatichos. No. You need two Chatichos. In the literature, this means you need what's called ikva isura. What does that mean to be chayav and ashram tali? If you have two pieces of meat in front of you, one is kosher, one is treif. You ate from one of them, you don't remember which one. Then you're chayav and ashram tali. Why? Because there's isur in front of you somewhere. You don't know if you did it. Ikva isura. The isur is kavua. That's called chaticha mishnei chatichos. You ate one from two chatichos, you're not sure. What if there's one piece of meat in front of you? You're not sure if it's kosher or treif. And you ate from it. You know you ate from it. You're just not sure if it's kosher or treif. Then you're not chayav and asham tali, according to this opinion. Because there's no ikva isura. There's no isur that's kavua here. Maybe it's an isur, maybe it's not an isur. You need ikva isura, according to certain shitos, to be chayav and asham tali. That's what the Gemara here says. Fine, Shmuel might say a cheresh is a suffix, and therefore the truma is something, but for an Asham Talui, Asha's Cheresh, you need Ikvi Isura. Talking about one woman here. You don't know what she is. There's no Ikvi Isura here. You're not sure what this woman's status is. So that's not Ikvi Isura, and therefore, you're not going to be Chayav an Asham Talui. Continues the Gemara, Umi Bai Rebbe Elazar Chaticha B'Shei Chatichos. Do you really need what's called Ikvi Isura? You need the Isur to be there, to be present, according to Rebbe Elazar? V'tan Rebbe Elazar Omer, Koi Chayav an Al Chelbo, Asham Talui. Rebbe Elazar says that a Koi is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. You are chayav and asham tali for eating its fat. And we know only the fats of a behema are asur, not the fats of a chaya. So how can you say you're chayav and asham tali? There's only one thing here, you're not sure what it is. It must be Rabbi Elazar, does not require ikvi isura. You don't require for the isur to be there. So says the Gemara, you're right. Shmuel, sabalak, Rabbi Elazar b'chada, b'olei b'chada. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar in one way and not in the other way. Shmuel holds that eishes cheresh is a safek. But he also holds that you require ikva isura, and therefore Shmuel could have the split. On the one hand, he could say, if you live with an eishes cheresh, you're not going to be chayav an asham talui, even though it's a safek, because there's no isur vada in front of you. On the other hand, he could say that the truma of a cheresh is significant somewhat because it is at least a status of a suffek, period. Ika da Amre, says the Gemara, the opposite version of Shmuel, a different version. Amar b'chei barashi amar Shmuel, eishas cheresh chayev an alashem talui. The opposite, Shmuel says you are chayev an alashem talui for an eishas cheresh, meaning it is a vaday suffek. Question mark. So, what about now? The Mishnah Truma says a kasha. It's not a raya because the Mishnah says if a cheresh takes up truma, it's nothing. Lav bardas totally. And now we're saying it's a suffik. So now we say sava l'karbalazar. No, he holds like karbalazar that it is a real suffik. He has a ton on his side, and he would argue with that Mishnah. Period. Boy, Ravashi, my time at the Rabbi Lazar. What exactly is Rabbi Lazar's suffik about a cheresh being a suffik? What's his shita based on? That it's a suffik. What's the doubt? Mifsha pshitale de cheresh daita kalishtahu. Does he assume that a cheresh definitely has minimal das? Daita kalishta. Miu mesafkale I daita tzilusa. I lav daita tzilusa. But his only suffik is, the way Rashi explains it, maybe if he really wants to focus on something, he'll be able to focus on it in his minimal way. But it's always basically the same level. It's minimal das, and he'll be able to focus maybe, and maybe he won't be able to focus on other times. Odilma, or do we assume his suffix is pshita le daita klishta v'lav daita selusahu? He definitely doesn't have clear das. What's his suffix? Kivan de'itim chalim de'itim shote. No, because maybe he thinks that a cheresh has some sane or able to be out of his lav bardas state. Some moments he can be totally clear. So what's his suffik? Is he vadai low level and we're not sure if he could focus on that or not in his low level? Or is his suffik that, you know what, maybe a cheresh sometimes for some moments could be totally a bendas? L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Well, it's yishtu baget. The big suffix is, can you divorce his wife with a get? Why? If you say tzad one of the suffix, which is that he always, this way, he's never a bardas gamur, so then fine, he could get divorced. Kikidushin gach gershin, just like he got married in his minimal das state, so he could get that divorce in his minimal das state. But the problem is, if he thinks the second side of the suffix, that there are moments that he's totally sane, so then, so then we're worried that even though he got married, we might not allow him to get divorced. Why? Because maybe he got married and he was totally sane, and that's a daraisa marriage. And when he's getting divorced, maybe he's not sane at this moment. He's not totally have total clarity at this moment, so therefore, we would not allow him to get divorced. My, so what's the halacha? Teku, Tishbi Eliyahu Navi, we wait for Yataris Kushis Vabayis. Peri. Okay, so that's the end of the Cheresh discussion. Nishtatis. Now let's get to Nishtatis. Nishtatis was, the Mishnah said, if a woman, second wide line of the Mishnah says that if a woman becomes a shota, you should not, lo yotze, you should not divorce her. You should not divorce her if your wife becomes a shota. Says the Gemara, midi da Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Dvar Torah shota biskat reshes. Really, a shota can't get divorced daraisa. Why? Midi da havi apikachas bal karcha. Because we know that by gerushin midi daraisa, you don't need the das of the woman. You don't need the das of the woman. You can do it against her will. Okay, Rabbeinu Gershom, which we'll talk about more in a second. But midah araisa, a shota can get divorced just like epikach can get divorced against her will. Umatam amr eni megureshes shlo yinu gabal menin kehefker. Why does the Mishnah say she shouldn't get divorced? Not that he can't, but she shouldn't. Because we're worried that if this shota, this female gets divorced, nobody's going to protect her, nobody's going to watch over her anymore, so at least she should stay in the marriage. So hey chidami, set the Gemara 1 minute. What type of shota are we talking about here? If it's a woman who at least has enough seichel to hold on to her get and to guard herself minimally, then what are we worried about? If she has minimal das to be able to watch herself and her get, she should. Well, there's no minach hefker worry. So is it somebody who's totally incapable, who can't even watch her get? So then how could she even get divorced at Raisa? Tvar Torah showed them in Skareshes. V'amr de Be'er Abyanai, V'nasan Biyada. Mishiyeh Rabyanai says that the Pasuk says, this week's Parsha, V'nasan Biyada, he puts the get into her hand. Mishiyeh Shalayad. Lagarish Atzma, only a woman who has a yad to divorce herself. Yatsa Zushen Yad, Loyad Lagarish Atzma. If she can't even hold on to her get, then she doesn't have a yad at all, and she can't get divorced even on a Daraisa level. So what are you getting into a Darabanan? Meaning, what's the Gemara saying? If this woman is totally incapable, she shouldn't be able to get divorced on the Raisa level. If she is capable, she should be able to get divorced on the Rabbana level. So when do you have a case where she can't daraisa and can darabanan? V'tana v'rabbi Shmuel, or another braisa that teaches us that she cannot. V'shulcha mebeiso, he sends her out. Mishum mishalcha meinecho zeres. Who could get divorced? A woman who goes and doesn't come back. Yotzezushum mishalcha v'cho zeres. Excluding this woman who doesn't have enough dash, she goes back and forth and she'll come back to the house. So what's the case that Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about, that midaraisa she can't get divorced, midarabanan she can't? So lotzricha, you find the middle ground. Lotzricha, the yodas lishmar gita, the ini yodas lishmar atzma. She knows how to hold on to her get, she can hold on to an object. Right? You can think of certain mentally unstable people, they can hold on to something, but they don't have seichel to guard themselves. They'll hold on to something in their pocket, but they'll walk in the street without looking. Right? There is a certain level of da'as that you could hold on to something, but she can't guard herself. So that's the case the Mishnah's talking about. Dvar Torah showed them iskareshes, the odas lishmar gita, so midaraisa, she can get divorced, because she could hold on to her get. V'yamar abanan, lo lifka, j'loyin agobanik minik hefker. But Chazal said, don't divorce her, so that you're not knowing minik hefker by her. Interesting, the Rambam says, though, that even though you can't divorce her, you're not chayif to her all of the responsibilities of marriage. All the mizonos and the sherksus va'ona. The Rambam says, you're forced to hold on to her. Fine, you have rachmanis on her. You're not going to send her out into the street. But all the responsibilities of marriage, says the Rambam, are not in place. Says the Ramah in Ebn Ezra in Siman Aleph, Sif Yud. Can you marry another wife? In this case, you're forced to keep her, your wife Shota. For her benefit, can you marry another wife? Post Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Avi Rabbeinu Gershom, Midal Raisa, you can't, but can't marry more than one wife. Says the Ramah, yes. The Ramah says that, at least it quotes an opinion, that if it's Chazal that's forcing you to stay married, and it's for her benefit, says the Ramah, So in this case, says the Ramah, Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom would not apply. The Chalkas B'chokek says, maybe you should do a Hetamei Rabbanim, you know, something, you should get other Heterim to do it. But either way, there might be some flexibility here, says the Ramah, in terms of Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Let me just finish the line. Amar Abaya, Dekanami, it's also proven from the Mishnah that this halacha about not divorcing your Shota wife is Drabanan, Diktani Gabi Didon Nishtatis Lo Yotzi, because the language of the Mishnah is, by her, don't be motzi her, v'gabidi de loyotzi olamis. There's an extra word by the male shote. Loyotzi olamis. Maishna hachad etani olamis, maishna hachad etani olamis, olamis. Why by the male does it say olamis and not by the female? Elashvamino hadar aisa hadar abanan. The difference is, olamis, says the Ritva, is a more permanent, forever lashon, that even if you do it, it's not going to be good. Durabanan, if you just say loyotzi, that sounds more durabanan. If you can make arrangements for the wife to be taken care of, meaning protected in some way. So I have to look in the postkin for that. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. And B'Hashem, Rachel will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue on Sunday. B'Hashem, finishing the parak.